was a key element of the global political agreement reached some 4 years ago between President Mugabe's ZANU-PF and the then opposition Movement for Democratic Change, that they should draw up a new constitution and prepare for new elections. It was envisaged back then that it would take about 2 years. In fact, it's taken about twice as long. There's been a long outreach program in which people have gone out to the countryside and spoken to the people and asking them what they want in the new constitution. And after a long and laborious and very expensive process, they've now come up with an agreed draft to replace the so-called Lancaster House constitution, which they inherited at independence back in 1980. This new constitution is going to be submitted to the people again for approval in a referendum in the next couple of months and will form the basis for elections expected by next June. It's quite a controversial document. Many people have pointed to a serious defect in it, and others have said, look, this is inevitable because it's a compromise document. Some of the most vocal critics have pointed to points in the new constitution which appear to provide for immunity for past abuses, human rights abuses, and also to deny the dispossessed white farmers any hope of compensation, and in fact legalize the confiscation of land. So it's now in the constitution that the state, frankly, can take your land without compensation, and also on a constitutionally instituted discriminatory basis. This applies basically to non-black people. So it's an unusual constitution in that it can have provisions which provide for state theft and state discrimination. But these are two of the issues that many critics have pointed to. Others say, well, it basically, this is a compromise document, and whoever wins the next election will obviously revisit these points, that it's necessary to carry ZANU-PF through to the next stage of transition to democracy.
How is this constitution, do you anticipate, going to be received by the general populace? Obviously, it's receiving a certain degree of criticism, but from the general populace in Zimbabwe, how is it being received?
Well, many of the civil society groups have opposed the constitution-making process from the beginning. They think it hasn't been what they would say people-driven, and it's instead been led by politicians. So they will oppose it. Whether or not they carry the day remains to be seen, of course, but I suspect that it will be passed. I mean, the people in Zimbabwe are very tired of this whole process, which has been extremely expensive and in many cases sort of accompanied by violence. And this still remains the main problem in Zimbabwe as they move forward to a new dispensation. The likelihood of new violence accompanying any elections. The military in Zimbabwe have thrown in their lot with ZANU-PF. This is President Mugabe's party, and the discovery of diamond mines in the east of the country in Morangi has provided them with a vast amount of money to, create a sort of their own independent economy. So they have a lot of money to provide for their own election machine, which will, if anything goes by history, be accompanied by the same violent processes that marked the last elections in 2008, when hundreds of people were killed, and the president of the MDC, Morgan Tsvangirai, was forced to withdraw from the race, initiating this regional initiative to create a coalition government.
All right. Well, that brings us just about up to time. But is there anything you'd like to add to this discussion on this constitution?
Well, there's a fierce debate underway now in Zimbabwe about the nature of this new constitution. Many people are saying, look, it's the best we can get. It clears the way for elections. Others say, look, we've given away too much to ZANU-PF, and it remains to be seen in the next couple of months. It will emerge whether new elections can be held under conditions which can in any way be regarded as free and fair. The European Union has announced that it's going to suspend most of the sanctions against the Mugabe regime if a referendum on the new constitution is held satisfactorily. And there again, people are a bit doubtful about this because they say that the referendum is not the basic thing. It's the election that matters. And can we see outside observers in place? Will we see a new electoral roll? Will we see the replacement of the electoral bodies, the discredited electoral bodies, which are still in place after the stolen election in 2008? So there's a lot of work still to be done.